invited to the Florida Building Commission Structural Technical Advisory Committee meeting on February 22nd, 2023. I'll first give us a brief overview of the teleconference process. Be aware of background noise. Keep your device on mute, but if you're on a phone, please don't put your phone on hold. Wait to speak until you're requested to do so. Please state your name each time you speak, and TAC members each time making and seconding a motion if you would do so by name. As you all know, public comment will be offered at the appropriate times. So just wait for that, and that's basically the process. I'll go ahead and now determine that we have a quorum. Commissioner Compton?
Here.
All right. Commissioner Boyer?
Present.
Jamie Gascon? I see you're there, Jamie, so I'm going to mark you present. Michael Garacio?
Here.
All right. Doe Kim?
Here.
All right. Dan Laverich? All right. Julie Lowry?
Here.
Okay. C.W. Macomber?
Here.
Dave Bonsor?
Here.
Greg Perino?
Here.
Dean Rourke?
Here.
And Jason Fields? Jason, are you on? All right, let me just check one more time.
I'm here.
Oh, okay. Great. Thanks, Jason.
Sorry about that.
No problem. Dan, are you on? Dan Laverich? All right. Well, we have 11 of 12, so we do have a quorum. And so we're ready to operate. And let's see, our staff folks here should be Joe Bigelow, Tom Campbell, Sabrina Evans, Jim Hammers, Mo Madani, and Justin Vogel. I think I've got everybody. Okay. Commissioner Compton, do you want to have approve the agenda in the minutes and then turn it to me, or do you want me just to proceed? I'll leave it to your discretion.
I can do the agenda in the minutes, and you can take it over. Morning, everyone. I'm kind of disappointed Dan's not here. I was looking to get an update on his current position. He's on that around the world cruise.
Yeah,
he's
right.
Traveling the world. Oh, is he here?
Now
he's
not.
Traveling, okay, like you said. Okay. Anyway. The agenda's been posted online. If there's no objections, can I have a motion to approve, please?
Motion to approve, Brewing.
Garacio, second. Any further comment? Hearing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
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 All opposed? It passes. Okay. The minutes from our October 12th meeting have been posted online. If there's no corrections, I will ask for a motion to approve.
Motion to approve minutes as the minute.
That's C.W. McComber. Who's the second?
Ruark, second.
Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
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 Opposed? Motion passes. All right, Jeff, it's up to you.
Thank you, Commissioner. Somebody just joined by phone.
This is Jamie. Sorry, I'm having computer issues.
All right, so Jamie, okay, great. Jamie's caller 5. Great, thanks, Jamie. Okay, well, let's move into our substantive portion of the meeting, which is to provide the commission with your recommendations on the comments that were received to the commission's adopted 8th edition code for the commission's consideration at their March rule development workshop on March 14th. So the process, as you're all pretty familiar, I'll just give a very brief overview. I'll introduce each one in turn according to the chart that Mullen's staff have prepared, and allow the proponent to speak first, anybody else who wishes to speak in support or favor, and then anybody who wishes to have, as opposed to it, will have the same opportunity, of course, 3 minutes per person. Everybody will be timed accordingly. And in, for this stage, the tax phase, we do allow a single two-minute rebuttal on the pro side and a single two-minute rebuttal on the con side. And then we'll come to the tax, excuse me, for the tax actions. TAC members are free, if you would just alert me that you want to ask a question so we can kind of keep it orderly since we're in a virtual setting, but feel free to ask clarifying questions of any members of the public you wish, so that you're comfortable that you understand the issues or have all your questions answered. Again, it's not a time for discussion, but for asking clarifying questions of whomever you feel you should. And either the proponent or opponent or staff, as the case may be, will answer accordingly to the question. Folks who wish to speak in favor or opposition, if you want to speak a full comment, you're welcome. If you just want to indicate your support, obviously we're not in person, so we can't just raise hands, but if you just want to say, I support by name, then that would give the same perspective to the TAC and regarding the various viewpoints from the, from our public. Okay, TAC members, as always in this process, we ask that you not make any changes, but to either vote to approve the comment, to recommend that the commission approve the comment, or to recommend the commission deny the comment, but without any changes to it. And as you know, these comments were designed to be restricted to editorial and correlation fixes to the commission's adopted draft 8th edition Florida Building Code. So that's the sort of guidance in terms of what the commission is looking for at this phase in the process. As the TAC member, as the TAC, your vote would be a two-thirds vote in the case of code amendment, which this would fall into that category. So a two-thirds vote. So in this case, with 11 members, an 8-3 vote passed, and a 7-4 vote would not pass. And that's where we are. Any TAC member have any questions on the process we're going to use? Okay. So before I jump into it, Mo, did you want to do any orientation or anything before we start?
This is Mo Madani. Good morning. I just want to make sure that you're mainly well oriented to the materials as posted on our website. If you are on the agenda, you know, tell me on the calendar, from the agenda, you click on mainly item number 4 is a link. That link will take you to another page, which is the code modification page. As you see, you'll see that all the agendas for the meeting, for the committees, or the TAC that received comments is posted on this page along with the comment received. So the structural TAC, as you see, there is comment received. So click on that document, and that's really the comment that we'll be reviewing this morning. As Jeff said, the purpose of this really these meetings and addressing comments is to, address fixes to the code, glitches, correlation. We are not looking for a new subject. So I just want to make sure that we really stick to that. Anyway, thank you.
Thanks, Mo. Okay, well, we're going to start off with the first comment, which is Chapter 16, Structural Building, Chapter 16, comment number 1, and Mo has identified this as a new subject, and the proponent is Angel Guidia. Is Angel Guidia here? Okay, is there anybody from the public who wishes to speak in support of the comment? Is there anybody from the public who wishes to speak in opposition to the comment? Okay, well, in the absence of public comment, we'll come to the TAC for an action. So we'll be looking for either a motion to recommend the commission approve it or recommend the commission deny the comment. And as you see, it's been identified as a new subject. Not necessarily editorial, but all the TAC. TAC members?
Compton with a comment.
Go ahead, Dave.
I don't agree with this comment, so I will be voting against it.
Okay. Does any TAC member wish to make a motion?
Arena, I'll make a motion to deny.
All right, we have a motion to deny. Is there a second?
Ruark, second.
All right, Dean Ruark is the second. Is there any discussion on the motion to deny? All right, in that case, all in favor of denial, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? The vote is 11-0, unanimous to deny, to make a recommendation to the commission for denial. Very good. We'll move on next to comment, which I'm going to call comment number two, which is structural building chapter 16 in residential, chapter three, comment number two, submitted by Eric Stafford. Mr. Stafford, if you'd like to take your 3 minutes or whatever you need in terms of comment, go ahead, please state your name and representation.
Yeah, thanks, Jeff. Eric Stafford, representing IBHS. This comment is kind of a result of a conversation Mike Silvers and I had several weeks ago before the deadline, but as most of you who have used some of the site-specific databases to determine wind speed, the one that's been around the longest is the ATC site, and a lot of jurisdictions are using it, a lot of them allow it. It's a easy way to interpolate between wind speeds. The problem is starting I guess whenever the 2020 or the next edition of the code goes into effect, we'll be using ASE 722. ATC is not updating their site, their database, to include ASE 722 wind speeds. So the only site-specific database that's going to be out there is going to be the ASE hazard tool that would be able to be used with the Florida Building Code. It's a very similar to the ATC site. You put in an address and which version of ASE 7 you want, and it will give you the interpolated wind speed, or if it's right on the line, it will give you the wind speed. It's very similar how the ATC site works. And like I said, when Mike and I were talking about this, I remember that these notes that we're adding here, they are in ASE 7. We just didn't pick them up when we pulled the wind speed maps over. But they are in ASE 7, and they are in the IBC and IRC as well. So going forward, the hazard tool is going to be the only place where you can get site-specific wind speeds from a wind speed database.
Thanks, Eric. Does anybody else in the public wish to speak in support of the comment?
Belcher.
Go ahead, Joe.
Yeah, FHBA, the Florida Concrete and Independent Product Association, and the Aluminum Association all support this change. It gives a good way to get wind speeds, and anybody can use it. You can put an address in and find out what your wind speed would be for ASC 7 in the Florida Building Code. We recommend support. Thank you.
Does anybody else in the public wish to speak in support?
Mike Silvers, FRSA. We support this wholly. It's a good tool to get wind speeds, and it's even more authoritative because it actually is an ASCE site. So fully in support of this.
Thank you, Mike. Anybody else in the public wish to speak in support? All right. Is there anybody from the public who wishes to speak in opposition? All right, seeing no opposition, there's no need for a rebuttal. Everybody spoke in favor. I'll turn it to our TAC members for action, either to recommend approval or denial.
Compton, just a quick comment. Bill Belcher made a good point. Just like ATC, this new database is free and available to anyone. And I really think this is more of a clarification, and I'm in support of it.
Thank you, Dave. Anybody else? TAC members or a motion?
Jeff, this is Jamie.
Sure, Jamie, go ahead.
One clarifying question. Is this like a software that has versions or editions? That's number one. And number two, I see in the footnotes of the of ASC 7 standard that it says or approved equivalent. Is that going to be a problem going forward, or is that footnote not part of the map that's carried forward into the Florida Building Code?
Eric, do you want to respond to those two comments? One is about whether it's the software, and the second is whether that footnote would be carried forward regarding or equivalent into the Florida Building Code.
Can you hear me? Am I on mute? No. Okay.
No,
Yeah, Jamie, it's not software. It's a website, just like the ATC site. And ASE, like Dave mentioned, has assured everyone that this is going to be the site's going to be free. And you know, whenever the next version of ASE 7 comes out, it will be updated to include any changes to the wind speed. I'm not clear on, can you go back, can you scroll up to the note, Mo? Jim, I'm not 100% clear on what you were referring to with the note not being part of ASC 7. Jamie?
Go. The map that's on page 267 in ASCE that's included there, in the, that highlighted section there, it indicates there that it's for approved equivalent. Is that note 8 in the same manner carried forward into the Florida Building Code when we put the maps in there?
No, I'm adding that. I had added that note on the hazard tool. That's what this comment is. It's not, it wasn't carried forward on the maps. So, but it carried that note forward. If you approve this comment, it would bring that note forward.
My only concern is the approved equivalent, because we're in code writing, typically understood that it's version specific, so that it's not dynamically changing as time passes, but without intervention by the building commission, of course. But
yeah, I think you know that
they're like a version of that website's existing conditions, and you could see how this could get, you know, very litigious. Well, which was the version that was used when this was built?
Yeah, I don't think that's approved equivalent. What that's really intended to apply to is situations where people build their own database, and a lot do. ASCE now, ARA has freely handed out the shape files for years, and now ASCE, you can buy them from ASCE. I don't know if ARA still hands them out. I mean, I've given them out to tons of people. And so you could build your own wind speed database, write the algorithm to do the interpolation. When it's saying approved equivalent, that's, you know, really what it's talking, approved equivalent database, not version specifics of the hazard tool.
And that would be, I'm sorry for the follow-ups, but that would be then approved by the building official accepting that, correct?
Correct. That's yes.
Jamie, does that answer your questions? Any more? No? Okay.
Yeah,
any further discussion or we do have a motion and a second, correct?
I don't think we got a motion yet.
Okay, so go ahead. Would someone make a motion?
Jamie Gaskin, I move to approve.
Okay, there's a second.
CW.
All right, CW McCumber is the second. We have a motion and a second. We've had some discussion. Is there any further discussion? The motion is to recommend the approval to the commission. There are no further discussion. All in favor, please say aye.
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 Aye. Any opposed? All right, the motion is to recommend approval on a unanimous vote of 11-0. Very good. Let's move on to our third comment, which is Structural Building Chapters 217. Described as comment number one, submitted by Joe Belcher. Mr. Belcher, go ahead, please.
Okay, this memo actually has two changes on it. I'll address the first one, which is the
Sorry, Joe, if you just say your name and representation.
I'm sorry. Joe Belcher, and this is for the Aluminum Association of Florida and the Florida Home Builders Association. And this is on the definition for sun control structure. When we put this in, the structural tack requested some modifications. We had the same definition in the building and the residential volumes. And I made the revisions to the residential, and those were approved. For some reason, I missed making the same modifications to the building code definition, and this is to bring this in line with the residential code and the instructions from the tax, from the structural tax. I request approval.
All right. Does anybody else from the public wish to speak in support?
Mike Silvers, FRSA, in support. We think this is correlated.
Thank you, Mike. Anybody else? All right. Is there anybody who wishes to speak in opposition? Hearing no opposition, I'll come to the TAC for either clarifying questions or a motion to either approve or deny.
Kim, move to approve.
Okay.
Jamie, second.
We have a motion and a second from Kim and Gascon, respectively, on to recommend approval. Any discussion on the motion? All right. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Are there any opposed? That's a unanimous 11-0 vote in support. Okay, we're going to come to our fourth comment, which is
Jeff. I'm sorry. There's a second one.
Second part, right? Okay, that's right.
Okay.
Testing reports.
Yeah. Okay. That's 1703.6.2.1. It was pointed out to me that that's a grammatical error using with instead of when. So I'm just changing the word when. This is related to reporting of concrete testing that's required by the code or an adopted standard or the local jurisdiction, and request support. Thank you.
All right. Does anybody else in the public wish to speak in support?
FRSA in support.
All right. Thank you, Mike. Anybody else? Anybody in opposition? All right. I'll come back to the TAC for action on the concrete testing report component of this.
I have a quick question, if I may. Beret.
Sure. Go ahead, Michael.
So I support this. I have no issue with this at all. I just have a question, and that is, who is the one who generates, what body is it that generates the report, that supplies the report to the different inspection agencies, building officials, and whatnot as specified? Who is called out? Is it the general contractor that provides that, the material testing supplier that provides that? I didn't see that clarified.
Mr. Belcher, would you like to respond to that?
That would typically, yes, thank you for the question. That would typically be the testing lab. When the code requires testing or a standard requires testing, the testing lab will do the test, and they provide those tests to the various agencies that are involved. So it would be the testing lab that provides that testing. And typically these days, it's a PDF that's emailed, so.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Joe.
Sure. Okay.
With that, I make a motion to approve.
Okay. Is there a second?
Rewark, second.
Dean Rourke is second. Any further discussion on the motion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Then that is also a unanimous recommendation for approval on 11-0 vote. Okay, we move on to our next comment, which is RTAS 110 comment number one, submitted by Gaspar Rodriguez from Miami-Dade County. Is Gaspar or anybody representing Miami-Dade who's going to speak in support of this comment?
Jeff, this is Jamie Gaskin. Sure,
just one second. Sorry, Jane. Just for clarification, since you are a TAC member, so I'll still give you the 3 minutes as you know, the proponent of the comment. I'll ask for additional public comment, pro or con, if there are any. Then we'll come back to the TAC, and of course you can have as much discussion as a TAC member as you wish, but just for this part of it, it'll be time, so just so you're aware of that. So if you go ahead.
ahead, start, Jamie. Go ahead.
Sure. Thank you. This first comment is in reference to a typographical error that's in the reference to the standard. It's clarifying that it should be the word mechanically correctly spelled there. Request support.
Okay. Anybody else in the public wish to speak in support?
FHVA, Florida Independent Concrete and Associated Product Association.
All right, all in support. Anybody else wish to speak in support?
Mike Silvers, FRSA, in support.
Okay, thank you. Anybody else? Is there anybody from the public who wishes to speak in opposition? All right, all the comments were in support, so we don't need a rebuttal, so we'll come back to our attack for action.
Rewalk, move to approve.
All right.
Gaskin, second.
We have a motion and a second from Rourke and Gaskin, respectively, to recommend approval. Is there any discussion on the motion?
Well, we got a motion.
You do. All right. All in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? Then that's recommended to the commission for approval also on an 11-0 vote. Okay, well, let's come to our next comment, which is testing application standard TAS 100A, and this is also submitted by Miami-Dade County. Jamie, are you going to take this one?
Yes, yes, thank you, Jeff. Jamie Gaskin, Miami-Dade County. In this particular case, again, it's typographical editorial in nature to change the word insure for ensure. In two spots located in section 5.1.1 and in 8.1.4 of TAS 100A. Request support.
All right. Anybody else in the public wish to speak in support?
FRSA, excuse me, Mike Silvers, FRSA in support.
Okay. Anybody else?
Belcher FHVA, Florida Independent Concrete and Associated Products in support.
All right. Anybody else? Is there anybody who wishes to speak in opposition? I see no opposition. Then we'll come back to our TAC for recommendation to the commission.
Rewark, move to approve.
Jamie, second.
Okay, we have Rourke and Gaskin respectively on a motion to recommend approval. Is there any discussion on the motion? All right, hearing none, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? That is also a 11-0 unanimous vote recommended for approval. Okay, I believe that is all the comments submitted for the structural TAC. I didn't miss any, right, Mo?
Yes, yeah, you have not missed anything. You're correct.
Thank you, very good. Okay, well, I know that really this agenda category, other TAC businesses, probably, since nothing else is posted, there wouldn't be any other business. Is there anybody from the public has any general public comment relative to the structural TAC? All right. Is there any TAC member or staff member who has any comment? All right. I'm going to turn it to you, Commissioner Compton, to adjourn it, please.
Thanks. Well, I thank everybody. This went nice and smooth again, and we stand adjourned. Thanks. Thank you, guys. Thank you.
Thanks, everybody.